Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. My co-host, Dana Yarbrough, works with me at Los Angeles Mission College. We bring our financial aid experience and years of CISFA involvement to the podcast. What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time. But for today, we're going to keep it to a nice, brisk 15 minutes. So let's start the show. And welcome to the third episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's just start the show off here with our first segment we call our first cup. So pour yourself a nice hot beverage to get you through the next 15 minutes. So I want to answer one question that hasn't been asked yet, maybe because I don't have an email address out there for you to offer feedback or anything. But just a quick update. I mentioned in the start of the show my co-host, Dana Yarbrough. So these first couple episodes, it's only been me. But Dana and I will be co-hosting soon. It's just a matter there's some technical details to work out. As you know, most of us are working from home, and so it's a little hard to co-host when you can't be in the same room as your co-host. But I think we've worked out the technical details of this, so hopefully by the next week or so, Dana and I will be co-hosting shows remotely from each other, and we'll probably expand the show at that point to 30 minutes so that we can add some extra segments, a second cup, for example, before long, because we'll have a lot more topics to talk about in the future. But let's look at today's topics. So today I want to talk to you about our 2020-2021 Executive Board and how they're working to serve you, our CISFA members. I'm going to go through some positions here today, and we'll talk a little bit more tomorrow on some additional positions because our board is pretty big. But let's start at the top. So our first position is our past president. Michael Deer of MiraCosta College is our current past president. In a sense, he's in his third year of a three-year cycle when you run for president. You start as president-elect for a year, you serve as president for another year, and your last year is past president. In a sense, this position is structured to be kind of the elder of the organization. It's there to help guide the person who is the president. Also, provide some duties like looking at our bylaws, things that are kind of a technical matter but always need a little tweaking. Also, the past president works on the nominations and elections process because, in a sense, they're not specifically running for another office. They could be the least influenced, the least partisan when it comes to looking for the great talent that lies out there in the financial aid field at our community colleges. Another position is me, of course, the president. You know, of course, in a sense, that is the leader of the organization. The best thing is, we have such great, talented people on our board. I don't have to do that much when it comes to the nitty-gritty details because we have people who are really focused on a lot of different areas, federal issues, state issues, making sure we are fiscally viable, maintaining our website and communications. There's so much that's done throughout the membership of the executive board and the committees. Me as president is just kind of keep us on an even keel, keep us going throughout the year. The other position in the presidency right now is the president-elect, Jana Cox of Santa Rosa Junior College. This position has a lot of flexibility, in a sense, because it is the first of a three-year cycle for the president. So it's learning about what's involved in leading our organization. Again, we are talking 1,000-plus, I'm not even sure the exact number of financial aid professionals working at the community colleges, staying tied in with our fellow compatriots at the California Student Aid Commission, at the Chancellor's Office, tie in with our sister organization, CASFA, the California Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. And so it's really about being tied in on all those things. Let's talk about our vice presidents. We have two. We have a vice president for federal issues, Lisa Mandy from De Anza College, looking out for us on the federal front. What's new coming out from Department of Ed? specifically through Federal Student Aid, the subdivision in the department that handles our federal aid programs. On state issues, we have Tamara Shinar of Butte College. She, the former past president, has stayed on the board to help us with state issues. And that really means staying on top of things between the California Student Aid Commission, legislation in the state that obviously over the last few years and decades has shaped things like the fee waiver, Cal grants, expansion of Cal grants, and other state aid programs. And there's always issues at hand. And again, we do advocacy on the state level quite a bit as a public community college system. And so that's a very key position. Our secretary is Victoria Mavrikakis of Monterey Peninsula College. Secretary helps keep us organized, keep our minutes, make sure that we're recording our meetings so that we can disseminate that information to our membership, keep track of things, and again, make sure that we're operating as a nonprofit organization should. Now, in the treasurers, we have, again, a three-year cycle for treasurers. So our current past treasurer is Chow Dao of Mount San Antonio College. So the past treasurer, in a sense, is the third year of a three-year cycle and is really there to kind of keep a good eye overall on the fiscal, you know, sustainability of our association. You know, they would have served before as treasurer and treasurer-elect. And so the past treasurer there is really to be the guiding focus there to make sure we're staying on top of things. Our treasurer for this coming cycle is Melissa Guess of El Camino College. And so that's the person who cuts out all our payments, cuts our checks, keeps the treasury and our bank accounts all squared away, and gives us the foresight to make sure that we are on an even keel when it comes to monetary issues for the coming year. Our treasurer-elect is Barbara Mario of Taft College. So in the first of a three-year cycle, that position has been traditionally the one that handles the deposits. So when we have registration fees for training and conferences, that person handles much of that work, along with learning from the treasurer about how the cycle worked for the next year of the job in handling the actual payments, managing our QuickBooks, and overseeing the fiscal stability of the association. The last position I'm going to talk about today, as I'm going to save some of them for tomorrow, is our webmaster, David Shook of Copper Mountain College. So we have a website. We do quite a bit with it. We've moved from one organization that hosted it to another recently. David has been key throughout this as he's served in this position a number of years at this point. But really, the webmaster is so integral to our association. It helps making sure that we are able to communicate effectively with our association members. And again, there's a lot of technical stuff to a website. Like when you run a conference, you have to be able to register people, give them options for meals, and whether registering for every day or part of it, or sub-events, take in payments. Make sure that if we have a Twitter feed like we do, that all that's accessible through the website. So hopefully tomorrow we'll have time to get to talk to our regional, or talk about our regional representatives and our liaisons that work with the State Chancellor's Office and CASFA. But for now, let's take a short musical interlude before we head into our last sip segment of today. And welcome back to the show. So I want us to get our last sip on for the day. So hopefully you get your last sip. And this will be a longer last sip than usual in the show. Because I want to make sure we circle back and I want to talk about a topic I brought up yesterday, which was FAMS, our Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase. FAMS, F-A-M-M-S. For short. As I discussed yesterday and brought up the topic, I know we have a lot of creative folks out there at the colleges working in financial aid. And I thought of a little while ago before all of this other stuff happened to us in March and before, about having something that we could have memberships involved with before we got to the conference in March of 2021. And so, spurred on by some events and such, I thought, why don't we do like a film festival of our own about financial aid? And so FAMS will be that. The Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, in a sense, will be from here until January, the time for people to come up with some creative projects regarding financial aid. And so let me give you some of the details of this. And we're going to talk more about this over the next few podcasts. And there will be information on the website probably within the next week. But the idea is that this is going to launch at the end of this month. And the idea will be is that if you have a creative idea out there, you as an individual, you as part of your staff, even though you may be working apart, you can still collaborate, right? We'll want you to at least file some kind of intent to create something probably by the end of August, just so we have an idea that we have people interested in working through this and putting forth some kind of creative project. The submission deadline will probably be in January, probably early January, because I'd like to have it so that everyone has all the way through the end of this calendar year, beyond the holidays and the new year, to be able to work on and finalize their projects. They'll be submitted before the January executive board meeting, probably maybe just for a little pre-screening, but the idea is not to have the actual executive board be the judges and the ones who make the awards of best film, best musical, best animated short, whatever the categories may be, but to have an independent panel. And I am working on that, and I will let you know in the hopeful near future who we might have secured as those panelists. But the idea would be is if we have an in-person conference, we would have time that you could screen and see all the different projects that have been submitted. And then sometime during what would normally be the president's dinner, we would kind of handle it in a film festival type of fashion, you know, maybe a red carpet, a little paparazzi. But during that time, we would have our awards, a little like the Golden Globes, probably be a little looser than the Academy Awards, a little more like Golden Globes. We'd have awards in different categories. Just to give you an idea of some of those categories I'm going to run through, we're looking at things like short movies, animated shorts, movie trailers for movies that don't exist, TV show promos, or maybe a TV show pilot, like a five-minute segment of what would be a sitcom. Maybe original music pieces. And we'd probably have awards for a variety of categories, like best comedies, best long or short form pieces, maybe best original music, best drama, a best of festival award also. I guess I want to give you a slight inclination of where we're heading on this. And we'll have more details to fill in, and it'll all be up on the website soon. But I'm going to save some of this for another day. So I've kind of ran out of time today, but we'll definitely make time for it tomorrow. I want to thank you for joining us here today on What's Brewing, CISFA. Remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on there, on our homepage. Please follow us on Twitter. For this and all future What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's wbcccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's the words pod and bean as one word. Tell your friends. Have them also check us out. What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been episode number 3, recorded Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. Have a great day.